If we get out and let ourselves be seen enough until society is sick of us, that's when we'll progress in terms of becoming an inclusive society. Because then they realize, oh, actually, persons with disabilities really can live their lives just like anyone else.
Hi, I'm Kwek Bin. I'm visually impaired and I work at SG Enable. Somewhere in primary school, I suddenly realized I couldn't see what was going on. I still remember it's primary 3 when I was watching a National Day concert type of thing in school. Then I realized I couldn't see what was on the stage. The condition is called retinitis pigmentosa. In the retina, there's a layer of cells called the pigment cells, right? So the pigment cells are the cells which prematurely die off, and that's the one that's causing my vision loss. Right now, I tell people my vision is like a jigsaw puzzle with pieces sticking out randomly all over the place. And you imagine you're looking through a lens with poor color filter. So I do wear glasses. My glasses are for your typical myopia and astig. So it makes a difference, but not to the point of making my vision normal. When I first became visually impaired, I vaguely remember feeling very troubled, very low for a while. But because I think fortunate for me, the vision loss was still not too significant, so I could still do most things. I would say my vision only started to really become more of an issue in the past 10, 15 years. What I understand is it may continue to decline further, not likely to lead to true total vision loss, but it could end up in a situation where there's really very little useful vision left. I had this strength where I was a good student, so being good in studies is something to distract me, it's something to assure me that, oh, the world hasn't collapsed. I topped the school for PSLE, so I got a score of 289. Because I topped the school, the media came and interviewed me. Thanks to the media that I found out what my condition was, because they went and asked a doctor. While looking around for a job, I got involved in the visually impaired community. All my work and all these years is revolves around the point how society in general doesn't really understand inclusion, doesn't really understand how to interact with persons with disabilities. Yeah, for some reason, I guess this is the vibrating one, but he also feels vibrating. In my role in SG Enable, I give feedback on digital accessibility of websites, on apps, on digital content especially. I also do general advocacy because generally people still need to understand people with disabilities more. What are different kind of disabilities? How do you interact with us? I learned simple Braille. Actually, Braille is divided into what they call grade 1, grade 2. TIOn. Letting myself be seen is strategic and advantageous in contributing towards heightened awareness and inclusive society. I think it's very important, it can't be emphasized enough, to always treat a person with a disability, right, visual impairment or otherwise, as just an ordinary person. Realize that we are as nuanced as you are. We're not more complicated than you are, but we are as complicated as you are. So we are just like you.